Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Perium. So glad to have you on the line here Tuesday, May 7th, 2013, and we are in the midst of another record-breaking month. So January, February, March, and April, all record-breaking months for Perium, and this month looks to be no different. And one of the big reasons is because we just upgraded our compensation plan with new promotions and new ranks and new achievement bonuses and new matching bonuses and new lifestyle bonuses and new pools and new trips and all sorts of new money and upgrades. And we're going to go through some of that here this evening, especially helping you to understand how to win the numbers game, how to put these numbers together and build a business. And before we do that, wanted to make a couple of announcements. One of the important announcements is that Dave Sandoval has opened up his retreat. So if you'd like to come along with the Transformation Challenge winners, there are still a few slots available. We have three different retreat dates, basically the first three weekends of June coming up here. It's a great way to kick off your summer. Grab a friend, grab a partner. Come on out and have a great time, lots of learning, lots of fun, lots of outdoor activities, lots of healthy food, and great camaraderie. So it's going to be a very, very fun event. As I said, it's free for those who won the Transformation Challenge, one of the Transformation Challenges. But even if you were just a transformer who didn't win but did qualify, your retreat will be half price. So if you have any questions, call Alicia, our concierge, or call the call center. They'll take care of you and make sure that you have a great time and that you're booked and know where to go and what to do. Speaking of Transformation Challenge winners, we have on the line Julian Morales. Julian won Transformation Challenge number 10. We had a brief bit of time to speak with him last week, surprised him, told him that he won, but because we were announcing the new compensation plan, didn't have a lot of time to spend with him. So I invited Julian back onto the call tonight just so you can hear a little bit more about his transformation and how it's affected his life in such a positive way. It's a great story. So, Julian, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right, excellent. Well, thanks so much. I know you said you had some activities here this evening. What are you doing tonight?
Yeah, well, we're playing volleyball. We have our open gym, and it's all up for competitive tonight. So they're all, I'm like, I got to go, guys. We got to go make a call real quick. And so they're all like, what? So I hope they're not waiting for me, but I'll be back in there shortly. So.
Well, nice. Well, that's good you got the energy to be doing that. Tell everybody, if you could, a little bit about how the transformation went for you, what your results were, and how it affected things for your life and how you feel right now having gone through it.
I definitely feel, I would say, a lot younger, but I've never felt this young that I can remember. For me, the last few years, I've been working in construction and kind of like a really fast-paced job, so, you know, you get everything as quick as you can, which we call fast food, and I was eating, and I'm going to drop a name, but I was eating Jack in the Box at least once or twice daily. I was really not exercising like I should. I would go to the gym if my brother-in-law, you know, talked me into it after hours of bugging me to take him. Just really no energy, wanting to come home and not do much, and I have two younger kids who all they want to do is grab you by the hand or the hair and run you around the house. And yeah, I didn't want to do any of that. And sure enough, and just, well, first it was my 7 days that I kind of started seeing. But when I committed to the full 10 days is when it just really changed. And, it's at like 17 and a half pounds. I was right at about 18, but I felt like if I said 18, I would have been lying. So that's why I kept the 17 and a half. It's just been a real life-changing and answered all my prayers, mainly I'm eating a lot healthier. I've always wanted a push to eat healthier. And I know not a lot of people like the taste of the Power Shake. For me personally, I love it. You know, I grew up around horses and stuff, and it just brings that alfalfa back to memory of, you know, being little and younger and stuff. And so, you know, I didn't mind the taste of it. And then the aminos, when I found out how they work and what they do for you, I was just excited to be taking them. And just for me, it's been a real life change. It's an answer to a lot of my prayers. And,
well, congratulations. You know, this is Dave Sandoval. Just want to say congratulations, and I look forward to seeing you up here. And I'd like to just take a moment and tell you a little bit about what you could expect as a winner of this contest.
Well, that'd be great, Dave.
So first of all, we're going to fly you and a companion from a major airport, your closest major airport, to Los Angeles Airport. And then we're going to shuttle you up to the 160-acre private estate, which is really just a place that I bought in the mountains that is truly magical. It was the sacred ground of the Paiute Indians who used it for their ceremonies. It was such an amazing piece of land that no one was allowed to own it. They shared it. And the reason why is because in the middle of the desert, of a barren, barren desert, over 100 mineral springs rise up from the ground to create a beautiful riparian habitat with thousands of trees and, you know, wild grasses and flowers and animals and just truly amazing place. We are going to spoil you, give you a full body massage, let you use our infrared sauna, our swimming pool. We're going to have morning yoga. We're going to go, if you would like to, if you enjoy whitewater rafting, we're going to go visit some amazing hot springs, visit the giant sequoias, and have some amazing healthy cuisine and some great entertainment around the fire at night, some fire dancing, drum circles, maybe even some karaoke. You never know. It's going to be just a great time. And of course, you could invite a guest, your girlfriend, your wife, you know, your best friend, your mother.
Just not your girlfriend and your wife.
Oh, yes, that would be that. So,
I'm only kidding.
So the bottom line is that, you know, if you're not married, of course, you're welcome to bring, you know, a significant other or just a best friend. It's totally up to you, and we're happy to have you. We're going to have a great time. And who knows, maybe David Litt will be there. We're not sure, but Dr. Mike, myself, and some others, including hopefully some visits from some of my celebrity friends who, you know, have been through the transformation and would love to share some stories with you as well.
Nice. Well, good stuff. Well, congratulations, Julian and Dave. I got some more good news, which is we're announcing the winner of Transformation Challenge number 11 tonight. So Julian won Transformation Challenge number 10. And the winner from Transformation Challenge number 11 is from a different state. So we've had winners from California, and we've had winners from Florida, and we've had winners from Connecticut, and a variety of different states. I believe we had Washington.
New York, Colorado,
yeah,
Washington.
Yeah, Colorado.
Arizona,
yeah. So,
Nevada.
Yeah, so the winner here this evening is from Kansas. And actually,
wow.
Yeah, he had the largest transformation of all the Transformer Challenge winners so far. So one of the things I love about the program is all you need to do is lose 5 pounds and 3 inches, and you qualify to win the challenge. But actually, this gentleman lost 24.5 pounds, 8.75 inches, and his name is Brian Rue from Kansas. Brian, are you on the line tonight? You might have to hit *6 if you hit *6 once before. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I am fantastic. You guys just made my night.
All right. Well, good, good, good. Well, tell us a little bit about how you lost 24.5 pounds and 8.75 inches.
Well, actually, it was a little bit easier than I thought it was going to be, actually. I love to eat. So, you know, when I started to take the drinks and do all this, of course, when I do anything, I try to give it 100%. I just thought I would be a lot hungrier than what I was on this. But by day 2, day 3, I started noticing some amazing things, guys, like remembering my dreams, getting up, feeling better, just all kinds of things. And I think that was, for the most part, getting rid of a lot of the toxins and stuff that were, you know, built over the years. And of course, I don't want to sound too gross on the phone, but I did let go of a lot of stuff.
Sure.
So
yeah, that's important.
It was
healthy
amazing.
Digestion and processed foods will gum you up, right, Dave?
Absolutely. You know, I have a funny story to tell. I have a friend named Junior. Junior's a regular guy, longshoreman, Mexican dude, and you know, ate a lot of bread and cheese and meat. And I put him on the transformation. He calls me. He says, Dave, I think something's wrong. He goes, I got to stop this. I said, why? He says, I'm sitting on the toilet like 6-7 times a day. And I just asked him, I said, so Junior, you're telling me you'd rather have it in you than out of you?
Right.
Yeah, we're good. Perfect. Well, Brian, Dave told you a little bit about what's in store for you and whoever you choose to bring. So we just want to say thanks for being part of the program, and thanks for being on the call tonight, and congratulations, 24.5 pounds, 8.75 inches, and, you know, what great before and after photos you have, and it's an inspiration to everyone who sees them.
Well, thank you very much. You guys have been
all right. Well, good. Excellent. Well, you have a great night. Call Alicia or email Alicia. She'll take care of you and make sure that you get the challenge trip you'd like to go on. And for all of you listening here this evening, like I said, Dave's opened up his Native Springs Oasis Resort. The retreats are going to be open to all Purium distributors. And for those of you who've gone through the transformation, have your 50% off certificate, then you're going to get an unbelievable price on an unbelievable experience. So, good stuff. Winners of Transformation number 10 and 11. Those two challenges join all of our other challenge winners. And tonight we're going to talk a little bit about making some money as well. And obviously, the transformation is the centerpiece. You know, the name of this training is winning the numbers game. And the first number that you need to focus on is how much weight you lost, how many inches you've lost, how much better you feel by doing this program. So, you know, the transformation has become an important rite of passage as you're detoxifying your body, getting off of processed foods, and really being able to communicate what it's like to eat clean and green. So Brian has an amazing story, having lost 24.5 pounds, having documented his transformation correctly and effectively. Not only did it win him a trip to the retreat, but long term it could win him a lot more if he chooses to share the story. And so what I'd like to do now is talk a little bit about a couple of the upgrades that we've had in the compensation plan, and then creating a game plan to maximize these changes and how these changes will affect the psychology for you and also for your team as you bring new people in. And in the beginning of our compensation plan, we've done several things to simplify the compensation plan, focusing on real dollar payout and to add certainty. And the biggest thing we did is our Gold Rush promotion. And the Gold Rush promotion that we have is really simple, which is if you enroll somebody with a gold pack, you make $100. In that same week, if you enroll another person, you make $150 on that second gold pack. If you enroll another person, you make $150, and then the fourth person in a week, you make $200, and every person after that, you make $200. So it's $100 for the first one, $150 for the second and third, and $200 for everyone after that in a week. What's going to happen is that every week, every Friday, is going to be like a close. It's going to be like an opportunity for you to focus on what did I accomplish this week, and if you do enroll somebody with a gold pack, how can I maximize my efforts by actually enrolling a second person or a third person or a fourth person? And you can see how that's going to create natural weekly momentum for you and for your business as you enroll other people, because they're going to have that same one-week window to maximize their enrollments and create momentum, because every new person that you enroll with a gold pack is not only a new person, but importantly, it's 40 new gift cards going out on your behalf, going out to people you don't know, paid for by gift cards that you didn't pay for. And that's what leverage is all about. So to have a business that has this gold pack promotion on the front end will create natural momentum. Now, the other thing we did on the front end of the compensation plan is we created achievement bonuses along with achievement matching bonuses at consultant, director, and executive levels. $50 at consultant, $100 at director, $200 at executive with a matching bonus. And then we have a big achievement bonus at diamond, which is $1,000. So this is going to create a natural close to your month. It's going to give you something to look at and to shoot for as you start to design your game plan. It's naturally, for those who are new to the business, it would be natural to say, I want to be a consultant this month. or I'd like to be a director this month and help at least one person get to consultant. Or if you're a little further down the path, I want to hit executive for the first time, and I want to help at least a couple of people get to consultant. So these ranks now, besides just the recognition that comes in emails and with certificates and other things, these ranks now have real dollars associated with them, and this will help you to sketch out your game plan in more specifics. One of the quotes that I love from Lewis Carroll from Alice in Wonderland is, one day Alice came to a fork in the road and saw a Cheshire cat in a tree. "Which road do I take?" she asked. She said, "Where do you want to go?" was his response. "I don't know," Alice answered. "Then," said the cat, "it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what path you take if you don't know where you want to go." So this month, right now, May has started and started with momentum, and you've got 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks left, and now you need to decide, if you haven't already, what is it that you want to accomplish? What rank do you want to achieve? What bonuses do you want to pick up? And then work with people in your group, if you have a group, to ask them, what is it that you want to accomplish? What bonuses do you want to achieve? And as we start to create this culture focused on the gold pack and the gold rush, on the weekly momentum, along with the achievement bonuses and the matching bonuses on the monthly momentum, it's going to naturally lead into some of the bigger bonuses. Now, we're not going to go through the new trips and the generational matching bonuses and the lifestyle bonuses up to $10,000 a month and our pools and, you know, all the great stuff we've got. We've got a great compensation plan flyer. We have 4 compensation plan audios. We have a new Dream Trips flyer. So we have lots of information about how the program works, but the recommendation I have is listen to the audios. Each of those audios is only about 4 or 5 minutes. So they're very short, they're very specific, and they'll help you to understand how the compensation plan works. But for most of you on the call, you're in building mode. You're in phase one. You're focused on how can you create the first few levels of your business. And so I want to give a very simple example, which I'll come back to a couple of times here on the call tonight, and that is person A and person B. And person B is Bill, person A is Amy, person B does a good job, person A does just a little bit better, has that slight edge, and works the numbers a little bit more seriously. And if we look at person B and they're building, and they enroll 2 people, which is really nice, and they teach their people to enroll 2 people, and it all built out perfectly, then it would grow 2, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64, 128, 256 people on the 8th level. So if you were building 2 by 2 by 2, you'd have 256 people on the 8th level. Now, person A, Amy, she's a little bit sharper, has that slight edge, has that ability to work the numbers and understand the business a little more. And instead of building by 2, she builds by 4s. So, of course, her business is going to be twice as big as the person who builds with 2s, right? Wrong. Her business grows 4, 16, 64, 256, 1,024, 4,096, 16,384, 65,536. So person B has 256 people. Person A has 65,000 people. So it's not twice as big. It's 256 times as big. That's the power of geometric progression, the power of leverage, the power of duplication is what you do in moderation. That's what your group is going to do. What you do in excess, what you do extremely well, what you do with intensity, your group will do as well. So as you look at the numbers, the idea is that if you do things right and you do things with focus and you teach others to do the same, then you're going to be able to build a very big, very exciting, very lucrative business. Now, people ask me all the time, like, how much money do I make per person? And there's definitely no easy answer to that, because there's no such thing as one size fits all, or how many people do I need to enroll to be successful? definitely not a one-size-fits-all answer. Or, you know, how many people should I have on backup order? What percentage of my people should be customers or distributors or members? You know, there's no one-size-fits-all answer on the numbers because it's almost like a chess game. And if you've ever played chess, you can plot out the first two or three or four or five moves. But it's very, very hard to plot out beyond 6 or 7 or 10 or 12 moves. And once the game gets into 15 or 20 moves, you know, it takes a supercomputer to figure out all the different variations of where things can happen. But what happens is in the first few moves, you set the tone and the pace for what will happen. And so people who do understand how to do those first few moves and do them effectively have a much better chance of having success later on in the game, even if they haven't memorized all of the different variations, because it would be impossible to memorize them. So it's the same thing in building your Purium business, is the better habits that you create, the numbers that you focus on, and the ability to deliver those numbers, then when you duplicate, you will duplicate success. So you want to be worthy of duplication. And so, you know, if we use a general number, like $10 a person. So let's say that you've got somebody who's does 100 BV, 100 points of BV, and you're making 5% on your unilevel bonuses on that person. That's $5. But then we have lots of other goodies. We have achievement bonuses and matching bonuses and pools and lifestyle bonuses and trips and all those things, some of which you may qualify, some of which you won't. Let's just say that's another $5. So you've got $10 a person as you're building your business. Well, if you want to make $1,000 a month, then you need about 100 people. If you want to make about $10,000 a month, you need about 1,000 people. Now, again, those aren't in any way exact numbers, but it gives you some idea of size and scope so that as you start to plan, you can start to look at the numbers and then adjust them as necessary depending upon what's happening with reality or not with reality. So what are the numbers that you need to look at? What are the activities you need to measure? It starts with your prospect list. You know, what is the size of your prospect list? What is the quality of your prospect list? What is the strategy and intention you have with those people? In our Fast Start training, we show how to create a game plan focused on trying to get at least 12 customers and contacting at least 12 members. Who are the 12 best people that you know that would be interested in the transformation? Who would be the 12 people that might be interested in the business? So the size of your prospect list, if, again, going back to person B and person A, if person B has a prospect list of just 24 people exactly and person A has a prospect list of 350 people, person A has a much better chance of succeeding. So make your prospect list as specific and as big as it can be so that you set yourself up for success. How many gift cards do you hand out? So now that you have prospects and you intend to tell them about the transformation, how many people do you talk to and how many of them are interested enough to at least say, yeah, I'd like to try the product? It's a 10-day program, 60-day money-back guarantee. It's the least expensive, healthiest way to lose weight. And look at the results that I've had. Again, if you have results like Brian's had on the transformation or results like Julian's had, there's no question that you'll want to share this with other people, and handing out gift cards and measuring how many gift cards you hand out is really going to be important to measuring your success. So as you start to quantify your business, it would be great for you every week to say, how many gift cards did I hand out? How many gift cards were redeemed? Another thing that would be important is the number of presentations that you do. Do you do healthy happy hours? Do you do three-way phone calls? Do you point people to your website and follow up with them? Do you point them to the Thursday night business opportunity presentation? So what is the presentation that you're asking people to experience? And then who is helping you to enroll people? So as you go through that pipeline process, prospects, invitation, presentation, enroll, the more that you measure the numbers, the more that you look at and quantify the numbers, the more that you can point back to last week and last month and say, this is more, this is bigger, this is better. Dave Sandoval and I, we look at the numbers every day. We have key indicators to look at how our business is doing And we measure the numbers every single day and discuss them every single day because they're important. And we know day by day, we have charted out for 4 years backwards what the sales were every single day, what the number of enrollments were every single day. So it's not a coincidence that we can go back and say, hey, something good's happening in our business. Now, why do we think that's happening, and what can we do to continue to make that happen? So those numbers of getting people in are really important. The other part, once you get somebody in, are the numbers to move them along, to help them get started quickly and make sure that they have success. Starts again with making sure that that new person does the transformation and does it with purpose and does it with intent, helping them to understand the better their testimonial, the better their photos, the better it's going to help their business. And then you want to make sure they have a backup order, that they're signed up for success, that they're in the premier program, that they're getting the biggest discount that they can, and that they have a significant commitment to the lifestyle, to the mission, to the program. The more that people jump in with both feet and treat the business seriously, the better off they'll be. So if person B has half the people start with a transformation and person A has 90% of their people start with a transformation, person A is going to have a lot more success than person B. So not only do you want them to start with a transformation and get a backup order, but you want them to go through the getting started training, that they're setting their goals, that they're making their list, that they're on the conference calls, that they join the Team Sandoval text message platform. So they're plugged into the system. That creates leverage for you because the more people you have doing these things, the better the opportunity that they have to be successful, which gives them a better opportunity to duplicate, to hand out more gift cards, and to get more gift cards out into the marketplace. So getting people into action, getting them to enroll their first customer, enroll their first distributor is a huge milestone, and celebrate that with people, and that's going to encourage them to do more. And the last piece is to get them plugged into the community. So, you know, whether you have a local community like Paso Robles, California does, where they do lots of healthy happy hours and share their transformation stories, whether it's like the team down in Florida that has their own Facebook page and they're constantly welcoming in new members and sharing information and sharing stories, whether you use our daily transformation calls. We have some teams now that every new person that joins the company, they do the transformation and they join the transformation call so they get information and get plugged into the community. That's going to help you and your team succeed. So it's just walking them through this process and looking as an owner, as a manager of your business, looking at the numbers and watching where you're losing people, where people are falling out, where your funnel has holes in it, and now you can start to patch up the holes because you're looking at your business like a business and being systematic about how you help people to be successful. So this is a people business for sure, but it's also a numbers business. It's a business that's part art and part science, and tonight we talked about the numbers. We talked about the science, and hopefully, even if you are a super people person, that you can start to document and look at your business a bit more strategically so that you have a game plan for the week. You definitely have a game plan for the month. And if you have a team of people, they have a game plan for the month as far as what they want to accomplish, what rank they want to achieve, and how much money they want to make by hitting these achievement bonuses. So, Dave, I know you've been listening carefully and patiently and quietly. Anything you want to talk about? I know you're a numbers guy through and through. Anything you want to share about, you know, how you look at numbers or how somebody as an entrepreneur should look at their business numerically?
Well, yeah, you know, it's funny, but most people don't understand one simple thing. And, you know, and you sort of covered on it when someone says, well, how many people do I need? And so what I like to do is I like to figure out that if you work, let's say, 4 hours to convince somebody to try the 10-day celebrity transformation. Let's say you work 5 hours just to, you know, and when they buy that, you make $50. you're like, you know, wow, that's pretty good. I made $10 an hour. Well, that is pretty good. If you're, you know, if you're in high school, you know, and working at McDonald's, that's pretty cool. But the very next month, that person, you know, decides after 10 days, they're like, I love this stuff. I'm going to get some more product. And all of a sudden, you made two more dollars an hour because you made 10 more dollars. Now you're up to $12 an hour. Well, if you realize after 2 years, if that person has continued to use the products and never brings on another person, never becomes a member, never begins to share it and inspire other people to do it, which would also earn you money, but forget that. If that single person is an average Purium customer and uses our products for 5 years after having started using them, and you're just making $10 a month, but you're making it for 60 months, and you look back and you go, I made $150 an hour for that time. It's just that it took me 5 years to get the money. But what you don't understand is that there's a very good chance that she will inspire at least one more person to repeat that. And so the famous answer, and this is the last thing I'll leave you with, I asked a network marketer, how much did you earn in your first month as a network marketer? And he said, I don't know, because I'm still earning it.
Nice.
And that's what's crazy, because there's no job that you do that's still paying you today for the first month of work that you did when you joined that company. But we are, and that's incredible.
Neat. Great, great, great way to end the call, Dave. So thanks, everybody, for listening in. Congratulations to Julian and to Brian for winning Transformation Challenges. For those of you on the line here this evening, please make sure that you do a transformation, do it with purpose and intention, and then just share your results with others, and good things will happen. And as you go about that process, make sure you're measuring your results, documenting your changes with photos, and then measuring your results on the business, and even better things will happen. So, Dave, thanks so much. That was a great, great story to end the call. And everybody on the line tonight, tomorrow night we have a call 1 hour early, our Wednesday evening calls. I believe it's a Let's Talk Health with Dr. Mike call. And then 48 hours from now, Dave and I do a business opportunity presentation on your behalf to teach people about the 10-day transformation and why they should be part of the program. So if you don't have a consistent presentation method, every Thursday night we do. So we know what we're going to say, and we'll bring on a great guest to help share their own personal story as well. So let us help you. Thanks so much, everybody, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. Bye now. Thanks, Dave.